How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Volume negates luck. The more times you do this, the more likely it is that you will find someone where all of the things line up. So you feel discouraged now, but now is the actual the moment where you have to keep going. Even though you might want to be like, oh, I'm just going to take a break. You can't do it.
Yeah.
You got to keep going.
It's like a game of dice where you have six dice and you roll them. And if all the numbers match, you win. And if one of them doesn't match, you lose.
You talking about Yahtzee?
Nope. It's you got to roll them all at once and you only get one roll. But the trick is that you can roll as many times as you want. So how many times do you roll? As many times as it takes.
All right, you came to the right place, you ding dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner, a subsection of the Crunch Catholic Podcast, wherein you can submit an order for a Russian bride. It's your boy Ethan.
And I'm Patrick. Welcome to the darkest corner of the internet, where we open the disgusting closet that is your dating life and fix all of your problems.
And we mail you a Russian bride.
Yeah, she comes in a little box. She's also
She comes in a big box with plenty of holes.
That we poked in with a pencil before we sent her over.
They put them in the good boxes.
Yeah.
When they come from Russia.
And we also ship it like from the top right corner of Russia to Alaska. So it's not too bad of a jaunt. It's across the river.
It would be like if you were in a tent and you got picked up by the wind.
Yes. God bless you. Let's get into the questions. Right. If you want to ask a question of your own, you can go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord. That's bit.ly/crunchdiscord. And you can go to the dating corner section, ask your question, and someone will probably answer it right away. And then we'll answer it on the show so you can get some real advice. Not this fake advice from these scrubs in our Discord. I'm sorry. That was really mean to our lovely Discord people.
I would just like to say that I do not condone the ordering or shipping of Russian women for the sake of marriage. I do think that you should find your woman like
without
everyone
their
else
consent.
Does.
If someone, whatever someone wants to do in the privacy of their own mailing room is their own business and not mine or the government's. And Russian mailmen can ship as many women as with their consent as they choose.
Please don't buy a woman.
Please don't buy a woman on the internet.
Please don't buy a woman. Please don't buy a woman online.
Okay.
All right. Go to the Crunch Discord and meet a woman there.
Then we'll mail them. I'm just kidding.
We're not mailing any women. There's no. This is. I just want this to be clear.
We can mail as many women as we want. It's 2024. All right. Women
can
become males if they please.
In this age of the Mr. Beastification of podcasting, where Mr. Beast is, I mailed 100 women to see what would happen. We can't be anywhere close to that. We need to be standing up in defense of ladies for once. Why don't more guys stand up for women?
Yeah. Why don't
more... where have all the good men gone?
And where are all the gods?
Rasputin. I just want everyone to know that I'm a simp for ladies. We got to ask a question. I just want anyone to order a woman. That's all I want to say.
I don't think any of our audience knows how to order a woman. I think that's the main thing keeping them from doing it. That and it being wrong.
Yes.
So, I
know it's not
wrong.
Giving advice on the internet.
I need some advice on flirty work relationships. I, 22-year-old female, and a guy at my work, 22-year-old male, have a slightly confusing friendship. He's quiet, but he opens up more around certain coworkers he's better friends with. He keeps looking up at me from his desk. I sit at reception, and he's a salesman, and he even though I'm engaged to a warehouse worker, I'm just kidding.
Wait, hold on.
This is from The Office.
This is not an office thing. No, this is not an office thing. Okay.
So it's difficult to tell. So it's difficult to tell if he's just being friendly or if he likes me. I'm not actually interested. He's significantly shorter than me. Nice. He's not Catholic.
That was first. Dude, that was first.
That's so mean. That's bleak. This guy just got mogged.
Dude, Chad, short king. You put short before not Catholic. Come on. The women are not beating the allegations.
Dude, maybe we should sell women. That was so mean.
Oh, man. I'm not attracted. I'm not actually interested. He's short and not Catholic. And to be honest, that's kind of it. But those are major things for me as a 6-foot God-fearing woman. Okay, I'll give you a pass.
Yeah.
You're a tall girl. As we all know from the Netflix film Tall Girl and Tall Girl 2, it's hard to be a too tall.
They made a sequel to Tall Girl?
Too tall, too girl. It is hard to be a tall girl.
A taller girl.
Also, she was like 6 foot in the show, and they made her like tower over everyone as if everyone in the world is 5'5".
The only tall girl media we need is that episode of Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide where Moe's accidentally steps on another girl's diorama of the school. And she says to her, "How's the weather up there?"
And it's like a world shattering moment for her. She's too tall.
It is crazy. People used to imagine. I can't imagine a world where someone gets bullied for being tall. Tall has always been cool.
I know, in my mind at least, because I've always been tall. So your short king that's not Catholic. To be honest, that's kind of it. I am definitely attracted to him, despite that, though. Okay, all right, that's a
hold
win.
On.
So I'm confused, but.
So there's a procedure in Turkey where they break your shins and they can add with metal rods to your legs that'll give you an extra 2-3 inches.
Yeah, dude.
So I don't know how short we're talking.
Could be fixed.
If she's like, he's 5'10", it's like, all right, we need to back up. You need to change your...
Just have him wear platformers like Robert Downey Jr.
But if he's 5'5"?
Yeah, just move on.
I see where you're coming from. I think... So she's attracted to him... Yeah. But she doesn't like...
We haven't even gotten to the question yet. Hold on.
Okay.
For context,
I was like, I thought that was
we
it.
We both work at a park, spend a lot of time together, sometimes driving alone in a work truck for a couple of hours or being the only two employees left when others leave early. We smile at each other a lot and sometimes tease each other, but we have no relationship outside of work. I've never even texted the guy. And since dudes are generally oblivious and he's pretty shy, I'll let it... Hey.
I thought you were going to say something else. There since he's pretty short.
Pretty shy. I'll let it roll out until the end of summer, working a seasonal job, and he's going back to school in September, and then move on. I know I'm notorious for catching feels quickly and intensely and then becoming scrupulous about how much I am affected and how much I just want to flirt despite having no idea how to flirt and being terrible at it. Most likely, I just need to chillax. But my question is it wrong to pseudo flirt with a man I have no intent in dating? That's a long walk for a tall drink of water, so I'm okay with that tall drink of water.
Yeah. That's a good question. So this is hard for me because I was the king of flirting with no intention of dating when I was younger.
Yeah. Correct. I witnessed it. It was awful. Phoebe hated you for a minute
so
because
fun,
of it.
Though. You hated me?
Phoebe did.
Oh, Phoebe did? Yeah, fair.
Yeah. She was like, he's flirting with all my friends when you visited.
Yes. What else are you supposed to do when you're a single 21-year-old guy?
Dude, Ethan.
Going to another college states away for like 3 days.
Can I tell a story? Can I tell a story that's not going to be good for anybody to hear? Okay. Ethan takes one of Phoebe's best friends. Instead of just saying goodbye, it was nice to meet you like a normal person, he takes her hand, he kisses it, and says, it was lovely to meet you. Electric. I saw it happen. I was like,
yes.
Dude, she's never going to forget that.
Yeah. And she didn't.
No.
That's
I'm sure
so
she did.
Funny.
Everybody's married I'm now. Sure it's did. All fine.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I forgot that I did that.
Oh, man. I'm sure Phoebe does too. I'm sure Phoebe forgot about it too. But, oh, man, that was funny. Ethan came to visit us for a week, and it was electric.
Yeah.
And we had Mark Hart on the podcast, and Ethan's life changed. What a weekend, man.
Yeah, I bought a book at the Franciscan bookstore for like $19.95. Like an idiot. I could have bought it on Thrift Books. Anyway, it's not important. Here's the thing. So obviously, right? I've been here. I've done whatever you've done. I've probably done it more and I've done it worse.
Yeah.
And I've suffered the consequences. Flirting is one of those things that's really, really fun. Like, it's just incredibly fun to do. So I understand why people do it. And it's kind of addicting, right? Because it's like you get to take like a little risk. So it's like a little gamble, mm-hmm. right? And then when that risk pays off, right? So like the flirting works or they flirt back, then not only do you get rewarded for your risk, but you also, like, the little dopamine receptors go off in your brain as it relates to like attraction and sexuality. So it's like combining all the fun of gambling with all the fun of sex in like this weird, like, just electric conversation, right? Flirting, very fun. Which is why it's bad. Side note, like, if you're a married guy and you're just like talking to other women all the time, this is bad, right? Because you're connecting all these things in your brain that you shouldn't mm-hmm. be connecting with other women. So it's, I don't want to tell you that you have to stop flirting with your short king.
Because you're both single.
But if you have no intention of dating him, this is just kind of mean. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, not good for you because you're just kind of like, you're like, what you're doing is you're using him to feel something for yourself.
Yeah, and not good.
So it's like for the same reason that like hooking up is wrong or like emotion, like trauma dumping on someone is wrong, like pseudo flirting with no intention of dating is also wrong because
hooking
you're
up, trauma dumping, pseudo flirting, by the way, just yes, up yes. From top to bottom. It's, you know.
Yeah. So, and maybe you don't see it that way, but based on the information that you've given, it sounds like this is pretty one-sided for you.
Yeah, I would stop.
That's not
it's
fair.
Probably better to just stop. And maybe just like maybe slouch a little bit, you know?
are there any trenches in this park that you can walk in mm-hmm. and he can kind of be outside of the trench?
And he can kind of feel tall.
Like they did in when Tom Cruise is in movies and he has to walk next to someone. They dig a trench for the taller actor and Tom Cruise has to walk alongside them.
How do they hide the trench in the background?
It's not in the background. It's like a shoulder height up.
Okay. That's funny.
So it's like if the camera's pointed straight at you, you wouldn't see it.
They do the same thing with Bruno Mars, actually. He's very short, and they only hire short dancers to dance with him.
Don't believe me. Just watch.
When you watch, you gotta go like that.
It's okay. You might have to become a little bit of a cold woman. There's another word that I could have used. But like you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
I'm not going to say
it. I'm an innocent little cherub.
I'm not going to say the word on the podcast. But you might have to become a little cold towards him, and he might not like that. And you just need to be okay with it.
You can opposite of flirt with him. It's going to do the opposite in the short term, but it'll do in the gambling analogy, right? If you don't reciprocate, okay, that's fine. Now there's just variable. Right now it's not like the same reward. It's not Pavlov's dog, right? It's like oh, there's sometime there's randomized reward, and so now it's even more interesting. I kind of want to flirt with him a little bit more. But after he gets the cold enough times, he'll be done,
right? Or you could make out in the park one day when you're working.
Nope, counterintuitive in my opinion. Probably counterintuitive.
Probably counterintuitive. It is an option.
Sorry, counterproductive. It's not counterintuitive. Counterproductive.
It's very intuitive.
It's very intuitive. Counterproductive.
This actually is probably this guy's dream. It's like make out with an Amazonian 6-foot tall woman
in
the
forest.
So
never kiss a girl you meet in the woods. You're going to wake up 20 years later surrounded by a bunch of dwarves playing bowling ball. Nine pins.
Question asker, are you a nymph? Are you a sprite that belongs to the forest and you can't leave and you're riding into this podcast?
Yeah. If so, please let us know. We'd love to have you on. Talk about.
Are you a MF and dyad? What are you?
Are you the spirit of an ancient oak tree?
Are you some kind of Forest Glen witch?
Hey, question asker, do you live in a bog? Do you live in a hollowed out tree in a bog?
Do you perchance have a sword that you distribute to those you deem worthy?
Do you live in a hollowed out tree in a bog and men on quests come to seek your counsel and you know the way to an ancient lake?
Have you ever used a rune for anything?
Do you know what a rune is? I sure don't.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Phoebe, you know what I hate?
What do you hate?
Big tech.
Okay.
I live in constant fear of my precious Twitter account getting taken down because I don't own it. I like owning the places where my website is. And that's why The Crunch, I don't know if you know this, The Crunch website is hosted on Patmos. Are you familiar with Patmos?
I am not.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Patmos is your island of refuge in the ocean of big tech. They provide top-notch web and app hosting services, hosting and API GPU services. And if you know what that means, tell me. That's awesome. I don't know if I should say that, but I'm not the techie guy. They handle all of our website stuff, and it runs more smooth than it ever has in the past. All backed by no censorship guarantee. I know I can say anything I want on this podcast. I made a joke on the last episode, a little bit off color. I know that me saying something like that isn't going to get me thrown off the internet and our livelihood won't be taken away from us. You like feeding our children, right?
I enjoy that very much.
Thanks to Patmos, I can safely feed my children ongoing. They offer unbeatable pricing and security from the ground up because they own the dirt that their servers sit on. They own everything that your stuff is hosted on. And I get the best service because I have like an actual person to talk to. Her name's Camilla. She's great. And they never offshore or sub out work. Everything is done in-house by them. There's just no better value in tech services than Patmos. I'm being honest when I say that. They've taken such good care of us. Whether you want to build an awesome new app or a website or host your current site, all you need to do is reach out to Patmos at patmos.tech. They help businesses, missions, churches of all sizes accomplish their goals with great value and service. Tell them The Crunch sent you and you get 10% off your next web project or free hosting migration, whichever you need. That's patmos.tech, freedom as a service. Isn't that great, Bibi?
It's amazing.
I know, right? It's awesome. Thanks for joining me for the ad read. I love you. Hey, Phoebe. Do you remember when I crapped myself the first day I did Exodus 90?
I will never forget
that. So, hi, my name is Patrick Devy. I did Exodus 90 a couple of years ago, and I did poop my pants on the first day because I fasted and drank too much coffee. But did you know that Exodus 90 is not just about fasting and cold showers before Easter? Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Tell me more.
So they do a little thing called St. Michael's Lent that you can actually go sign up for now if you are a man and you're interested in getting yourself ready for getting yourself ready for Advent, getting yourself ready for Christmas. You can download their app and you can actually get their, they have daily scripture meditations, prayers, reflections on getting closer to God as a man. They have also have a new course on the Eucharist just in time for now that we're after the Eucharistic revival. We can, you know, get closer to Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. If you go to exodus90.com/thecrunch, you can let them know that we sent you and you can enjoy the beautiful prayers and courses they have available on there right now. It's exodus90.com/thecrunch. Thank you, Exodus 90, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch. Next question. Next question.
Yeah.
This one comes from Da Jimmer. I've noticed a peculiar pattern in my adult life thus far where the only women who I become interested in are the only women who become interested in slash attracted to me I don't find attractive at all, while the women I do find interesting and attractive either reject me or burn me in some way. It's puzzling. Mm. It's not only physical attractiveness either. I can't seem to find a woman whose personality, character, etc. I can be compatible with. This is both in person and on the apps. I work out. I eat healthy. I have hobbies. I can hold a conversation comfortably in social settings. I like to listen to people. I have solid friendships with virtuous people. I have good relationships with my parents and siblings. I'm generally industrious. I keep my affairs in order. Is it just bad luck or something? Are my standards too high? Or have I simply just not met the right person yet? What is it?
This is easy. Again, this is me. When I was in college, I had a terrible track record of women that I did not like falling in love with me. Probably because of the aforementioned...
flirting
situations, the flirting, yeah. And it kept, it'd be these beautiful women that I would meet, and I would try to, I took them out on dates. I would go on dates all the time with women that I liked and take them to date parties and do all these things. And they would either end up like going with other guys or just like ghosting me, or, and I was just like, what the heck? Like, I did all the right things. Sometimes I didn't do the right things and I was like, I deserved it. But sometimes I would do the right things and it's like, okay, I asked you out. I took you out. I made my intentions very clear. We had great conversation. You know, I paid for the meal. I, you know, was like, all of your friends liked me. And then it just wouldn't work out. And looking back now, the only thing that I can see it as is like, just opportunities for me to grow in virtue, to be ready to meet my actual wife, you know, cause it's like, obviously, if you're asking out women and they're turning you down, that means that there's no shortage of women that you're around. Like, you're meeting women, you're going out with them, you're on the apps, like, you're doing all the things you're supposed to do. It just hasn't worked out yet. So I don't think it's anything about you. I just think it's one of those, this is something I know you've asked about entrepreneurship videos lately in the Discord. This is an Alex Hormozi principle. Volume negates luck. The more times you do this...
Yes.
The more likely it is that you will find someone where all of the things line up. So you feel discouraged now, but now is the moment where you have to keep going. Even though you might want to be like, oh, I'm just going to take a break. You can't do it.
Yeah.
You got to keep going.
It's like a game of dice where you have six dice and you roll them. And if all the numbers match, you win. And if one of them doesn't match, you lose.
You talking about Yahtzee?
Nope. It's, you got to roll them all at once and you only get one roll. And but the trick is that you can roll as many times as you want. So how many times do you roll? As many times as it takes. Just keep rolling.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. Yeah. And there's no time limit until you die. So just keep rolling. Just as many rolls as you can get. It'll work out eventually. That's true in this is it's funny because speaking of Hormozi, he talked about this in a podcast recently. He was like, making a lot of money and getting in shape requires similar skills, so does getting a girlfriend. It's a lot of like doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Mm-hmm. By changing, you know, one or two variables. And so just keep doing it. Keep putting in the hours and the reps and you'll do fine. You'll find something.
Yeah.
It's not the advice you want. Yeah. I didn't want that advice when I was like, hey Joe, why is my business not growing as fast as I want it to? He's like, well, how are you calling? How often are you calling? Well, I'm calling like 25, 30. Okay, call more. Just keep going. Just keep calling more. I'm like, no, but I want the magic thing. No, just call more people.
Whatever work you're doing now, do twice as much.
And then you'll have
if you want to go twice as fast.
Yeah. If you don't, and if you don't want to call twice as many, then you probably don't want to go twice as fast. So if you don't want to, like, it's like just keep doing the work. Just keep putting in the actual work, and then if you're doing the right things, keep doing it. It'll work out eventually.
Right. Have you considered moving to the forest?
Finding a nice dyad.
Finding a dyad to live with
in a bog.
Yes. In a mysterious house that disappears when you turn around after you leave.
Speaking of, what is peat? Like, I've heard, is it poop?
He was a doctor.
No.
Back in the 20th century, who advocated for eating carrots and ice cream.
Peat?
Ray Peat, Dr. Ray Peat, a right-wing nutritionist. It's not important. Peat?
Carrots and ice cream? That sounds amazing.
Not together, but he has this. Their carrot salad.
I also
called it.
Didn't
so it was
mean
like olive oil, carrots, coconut oil, like all these different oils mixed together. You eat it; it cleans you out. It's really good for your digestive system. And then he firmly believed in the power of fat and sugar. Mm. And so he ate a pint of ice cream every day.
What did he look like?
He was very healthy until the day he died.
At 27,
he drank a glass of orange juice every day. All animal fats, animal meats. Like, he was one of those types of guys, mm-hmm. but he had a lot of science behind it. It wasn't just like a,
yeah, it wasn't just random.
It wasn't just a random guy. Anyway, peat, is that your
like
question?
P-E-A-T. Like, you find it in bogs, you put it in scotch. What is it?
I think it keeps the bugs away in the bug spray.
That's DEET.
Oh,
Never mind. I Googled
it. It's a stock you can invest in that has a bunch of real estate in it. Oh no, that's a REIT.
There it is. Peat is the surface organic layer of soil, consists mostly of partially decomposed organic matter, derived mostly from plant material that is accumulated under conditions of waterlogging. So you find it in bogs. And you put it in. Yeah, why is, but it's like controversial because it's a non-renewable resource. Whatever. I don't know. I think peat is tasty when you put it in scotch. Anyway.
I'm happy for
it.
It
comes from a bog. It comes from a bog. People are upset about it because it's not.
We should do a live podcast from a bog.
No, dude, you shouldn't go into bogs. That's where the dyads live. And they'll trick you.
Well, just not at night. Just not at night. You go during the day, you're fine.
I saw this video of dudes like jumping around in bogs, and someone commented, yeah, like, this is why we shouldn't have gotten rid of oral tradition, because any Scottish grandmother would have told you those guys are not the same people coming out of that bog.
Yeah, don't go into a bog.
They left their souls in that bog.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. All right, next question from Tanner. I asked out an acquaintance of mine a few months ago.
Nice.
She turned me down because she was still getting over her ex-boyfriend. Recently, she's been flirting with me a ton, and it's left me very confused. She's repeating a lot of the same behavior that she did the last time, right before she ultimately rejected me. I think there's two possibilities here. One, either she's over her ex and is into me, or she's flirting with me and doesn't even know it. Is it worth asking her for clarity on this, or should I leave it alone? If she's purposely flirting with me, I'd like to cut to the chase and just take her on a date. If she doesn't even know she's flirting with me and isn't interested in dating me at all, I'd like to let her know how confusing all of this is in explicit terms, so she'll tone it down a bit. I did briefly mention her confusing flirting behavior the first time she rejected me, so she should already know it's an issue. Maybe I wasn't clear enough. My only concern is, if I confront her on this, I'll make things worse or come off as creepy. Again, it's been months since the rejection, so if I bring it up now after all this time, it may look like I've been hung up on her and have just refused to move on. For context, she's studying at a local college. I've graduated. We're in the same church group. We've only ever hung out in group settings. We don't text each other. So I doubt it's a matter of her viewing me as a best friend she can safely joke around, etc. Some examples of her flirting, past and present, because I know people ask. One, insisting on giving me a birthday present even when I told her I didn't want one. Two, giving me a really thoughtful birthday present at that. It was really thoughtful. It was really thoughtful.
Okay. Yeah.
Three, pulling me aside after an event or two to chat about absolutely nothing. Four, telling me she likes my outfits. Five, making a point to tease me every time she sees me and then not doing that to anyone else, etc. What should he do, Dr. Even?
This is about as cut and dry as it gets. Yolanda, I just wanted to talk to you for a second. Do you remember when I asked you out and you said you were still getting over your boyfriend? Yes. I feel like you've been flirting with me a lot. I still really like you. I would love to take you out on a date still. Is that something that you'd be interested in, or am I misreading the signals here? And then that just, that puts it all out in the open. It's like, I still want to take you out. I've given you some space. I'm getting some different signals than I did before. You tell me, you know? And then if she's like, no, I'm still getting over my boyfriend, then just say, please stop teasing me and giving me gifts.
Just give her the gift back.
Oh, I wouldn't have this.
No, it's not a good idea. Maybe her love language.
Yeah, that's a tough one, but I think it's relatively easy to solve. You just have to be brave.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I don't know why I'm yawning. It's late.
It's 10 o'clock where you are. We got to wrap up the show.
Yeah, man. We got to wrap up the show. Do we have time for one more question? No?
We can do one more quick one since Tanner's was pretty easy.
Make sure you open this link and have it up for the video pod. Question. Dr. Ethan is always asking people if they're on the apps, but are you creative enough to find love on Facebook Marketplace?
Okay.
I think you should pull this up for the video listeners, the video viewers.
Pull it up. You want me to pull it up?
Yeah, it's on the Discord on dating topics. I'll copy it and I'll put it in our little chat that we have, our little private DM.
That makes it super easy for me.
There it is.
Oh, I just got a notification on Discord.
Never mind. It just posted the link to the chat.
No, which is fine. I found it.
Okay.
Share screen. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Cool freaking IKEA bar stools, $30, listed a week ago in Falls Church, VA. Cool freaking IKEA chair. I've got four of them, $30 a chair. I'll deliver it for $25. One, send job offers to my LinkedIn. Two, only red shirt is the one in a relationship. Amendment 01. Three, we're only friends. Four, if you want to go out with us, put it on our team's calendar. Five, Jimmy John's may be buying our stools. Six, if you work for a golf company, please send us new clubs. Seven, guess green shirt's height.
That's pretty funny. Oh, hello. Are you seeing this?
No. Oh, wow. Looking good, man.
Nice.
Chess.
This is great. I mean, this is very clever. They've got, for audio listeners, we've got one of the guys laying seductively across the stools. Another guy is just swinging a golf club on the stools. Another guy's playing chess on the stools. Another guy is doing the Trump fist in the air shot, and then just some pictures of the stools.
Which is probably helpful for the purchasing of the stools. Should I DM them and say, hey, are these still available?
Let's both do it.
No,
no. Do you think these are listeners?
I don't think these are listeners. He said, shout out to Scott for posting this. I don't know if Scott is the guy who posted it. No, it's a fella named David who lives in Virginia, and he's not friends with anyone I know. He's a military man. Jimmy John's,
I think that's
may
creative.
Be buying our stools. Why would Jimmy John's women, be buying their stools?
Because they need furniture. I think women do look on Facebook Marketplace very often, but you need to be in the right. You need to be in the right category. So I think this makes sense, right? Women be shopping for furniture on Facebook Marketplace for their little apartments. So I would recommend maybe getting like a jute rug and just holding it up next to yourself, or maybe potentially a leather recliner. Maybe that's a male thing. Yeah, what do women like to sit on?
They like to sit on pillows on the ground.
Yeah.
They like to sit on rugs. Women like to sit on the floor until they get pregnant. Then they're not too
big. I think what you need to do is you need to become a vintage furniture flipper, and you need to post a picture of yourself in or with or on all of the furniture that you flip, and you will meet some very determined,
some lovely ladies,
fungible women.
Fungible?
In that they have funds.
In that,
like, if they're going out and they're buying furniture on Facebook, it means they got money to spend.
Ah, you know? I see. So a commodity. They're fungible.
I'm not saying that we send the women on Facebook Marketplace.
Full circle, baby. Let's go. Right back to the beginning where we started.
I think it's a great idea. I love it when the boys get creative. I think that's fun.
I think dudes rock.
I think dudes rock generally. That's it for us today.
That's it's all late. We got.
We've got to go to bed. I have another day of work tomorrow.
I probably have a baby now.
By the time this comes out on August 14th.
I'm in my umbilical. So. I'm in my umbilical era. Oh, it's August 14th. St. Michael's Lent starts tomorrow. Go to exodus90.com/thecrunch and join me to keep vigil on Friday morning at 2 o'clock in the morning. The boys are going to be up and at them. We're going to pray matins at 2 a.m. on Friday.
Did you make an Instagram post about that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I need to make one.
Yeah. I already made the other one just in case, but you should make it anyway.
That's crazy. I'm not joking when I tell you I have not had a spare moment.
I figured that was the case. And I was like, I'm already in front of my camera, so I might as well just take the 1 minute to record.
You're the best, man. You take care of me so much.
But you should do it because that way it's not me posting the same video twice. It'll look like I'm posting the same video twice.
I think it'd be funny if you sent me the video and then I just used your voice, but I mouthed the words.
That would be funny, but people would get confused.
Yeah.
Go to exodus90.com/thecrunch to join me on St. Michael's Lent, a 45-day
I would also like to say thank you to Patmos Hosting Solutions for sponsoring this podcast. If you are a person, a young man in tech, like surely one of those boys was on the stools, you're looking for a career, or maybe you own a business and you need a hosting solution, go to patmos.tech. Exodus 90 and Patmos Hosting Solutions, the best sponsors we've ever had on this show.
Take that, everybody else. Come back, and we'll see.
Patrick, do you have anything else for the people?
Once again, the Crunch Catholic Podcast does not, and never will, maybe one day, but probably not, condone the purchasing and sale of women.
Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. We will be praying for you, and we will see you all next time.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly.